The Vatican has recently released a statement, the result of an in-depth workshop exploring the impact of global warming and the need for immediate action worldwide. The opening statement on their webpage reads, "We call on all people and nations to recognize the serious and potentially irreversible impacts of global warming caused by the anthropogenic emissions of greenhouse gases and other pollutants, and by changes in forests, wetlands, grasslands, and other land uses. We appeal to all nations to develop and implement, without delay, effective and fair policies to reduce the causes and impacts of climate change on communities and ecosystems, including mountain glaciers and their watersheds, aware that we all live in the same home. As citizens of a wealthy, developed nation, we are part of the problem, but we can be part of the solution." Now, they have a much longer report on the Vatican's website. I've actually put the details on the website of where to find that report. And here is some more from what it says. The working group states, in response to the argument that since the Earth has experienced alternating cold periods, ice ages or glacials, and warm periods, interglacials, during the past, today's climate and ice cover changes are entirely natural events. We state, this is a working group, the primary triggers for ice ages and interglacials are well understood to be changes in the astronomical parameters related to the motion of our planet within the solar system and natural feedback processes in the climate system. The timescales between these triggers are in the range of 10,000 years or longer. By contrast, the observed human-induced changes in carbon dioxide, other greenhouse gases, and soot concentrations are taking place on 10 to 100 year timescales, at least 100 times as fast as the geological changes. It is particularly worrying that this release of global warming agents is occurring during an interglacial period when the Earth was already at a natural temperature maximum. The working group recommends three measures. Human-caused changes in the composition of the air and air quality result in more than 2 million premature deaths worldwide every year and threaten water and food security, especially among those bottom 3 billion people who are too poor to avail of the protections made possible by fossil fuel use and industrialization. Since a sustainable future based on the continued extraction of coal, oil, and gas in the business-as-usual mode will not be possible because of both resource depletion and environmental damages, as caused, for example, by dangerous sea level rise, we urge our societies to 1. Reduce worldwide carbon dioxide emissions without delay, using all means possible to meet ambitious international global warming targets and ensure the long-term stability of the climate system. All nations must focus on a rapid transition to renewable energy sources and other strategies to reduce CO2 emissions. Nations should also avoid removal of carbon sinks by stopping deforestation and should strengthen carbon sinks by reafforestation of degraded lands. They also need to develop and deploy technologies that draw down excess carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. These actions must be accomplished within a few decades. 2. Reduce the concentrations of warming air pollutants such as dark soot, methane, lower atmosphere ozone, and hydrofluorocarbons by as much as 50% to slow down climate change during this century while preventing millions of premature deaths from respiratory disease and millions of tons of crop damages every year. 3. Prepare to adapt to the climate changes, both chronic and abrupt, that society will be unable to mitigate. In particular, we call for a global capacity building initiative to assess the natural and social impacts of climate change in mountain systems and related watersheds. The cost of the 3 recommended measures pales in comparison to the price the world will pay if they failed to act now, if we fail to act now. The Vatican's committee working group has a lot more to say on this subject, and the link is on our website for St. William's Church. It's actually under St. William's Church. The big churches like the Roman Catholic Church have an immense role to play in helping the global community face the changes that are coming. Our local churches, such as St. William's, will be part of helping out our local community here in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley cleave together as a compassionate, supportive community in the times of trial that lie ahead.